Women can be bisexual.
Right.
Men, you're just gay, dude. If you fucking with other guys, any type, if you,
yeah, I get that.
If you rubbing on any hard legs, it's just gay, you know?
Right.
Yes, you do also fuck with that other thing, but you are for sure gay. So that's how I see it, you know, all this Pan and Stan and Dan and Jan. No, man. It's, yo, it's
the reason that I defeat's cause you sleep weak and I'll power nap. 48 hours I'm running on fumes like a Drake diss, man, I'm back to back. No friends, ain't got your back. That's a chiropractor. Close class, cool, like a musical.
There are gonna be some things on this show, some opinions that you hear that you're not gonna like. I mean, but that's life.
I hope you don't like mine.
Oh, here it, Beast the Tyrant is back in the building, ladies
I hope
and gentlemen.
You don't like mine.
Hope you don't like his. But
I'm
listen,
here though.
I was on that time before. I was on that time, and that time is okay. That time is perfectly okay. I don't hope you don't. I don't hope you don't like mine, but I know at some point you will.
I say that to say, like, I hope you don't like it because it's the truth.
Copy that.
The truth is going to come out of our mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, to the best of our ability.
To the best of our truths, if you will.
So, I hope you don't like it.
Yeah. I know you ain't going to like, you know, some of my stuff.
You're going to love it at the end of the day.
But at the end of the day, it's about I'm coming with love, I'm coming with communication, and I'm coming with understanding. Know that, all right? So, what you don't like, and you won't, some things you won't like, some opinions you will not agree with, just know it is coming from a place of love, empathy, and communication. You know, I'm trying to understand, but there are some things that I do draw the line in the sand on, you know, as nice. We all do. And that's the type of guy I am, really. I'm a draw line in the sand type of guy. I'm a man of principles. I don't budge. I don't push you to believe, or I don't try to persuade you to believe in what I believe in, but because then that's no longer free will. But I do. I am 10 toes down on my beliefs and what I stand on. And you'll learn more about that the more you listen to me. But yes, the way that you can support the show is by hitting that link tree. Hit the link tree. That link tree is going to help you like, follow, share, and shop. Hit that link tree to like, follow, share, and shop. We got a ton of new merch. The logo has gone. I've got like maybe, I think this is the third or fourth version of the logo. I want to say it's the third or fourth version of the logo. Yeah, we got new merch, and that link tree is going to keep you up to date with our newest episodes and also newest merch. Meeting people, making memories. Also, I'm very proud of the Become a Lead Star, the 8 Guidelines for Effective Communication. I wrote that last summer. By employing the skills in this book, it will improve communications across every aspect of your relationships or every relationship you have. By employing Lead Star, the 8 Guidelines for Effective Communication, it will improve your communication and just improve your relationships in general. There is a pseudoscience to understanding people, people understanding you, and people liking you. There is a pseudoscience to it. My way is not the only way, but it is a proven way. I've taught it. I teach it. I live it. Become a Lead Star. You can get all that at jctv.com. Meeting people, making memories. Beast of Tyrant, it's been some time.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks.
It's been more than a couple of weeks, brother.
Maybe like a month or two.
It's been about a month or two. What's
actually
new?
Yeah, it's been a month or two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's new with it? Well, first of all, kudos to you being consistent coming to the lives when we were doing it. Fucking at the crib, you dig? Yeah. So shout out to your consistency and shout out to your discipline for just, you know what I'm saying, being a part of the team. I do appreciate that. And half of everything is showing up, and you were showing the hell up. So salute to you on that. But what's new? What's been popping? I haven't seen you in about a month or two. What's popping?
Man, you know, from the last couple of podcasts that we were doing at the crib and everything, I told you and everybody else that, you know, of course, I'm a I'm a veteran.
Yes, sir.
And I was working on getting my 100%, and I got my 100%. So, you know.
How did that change your life? How did that 100% change your life, brethren?
I kind of went on a bender, dog.
Talk about that. Talk about the bender. Don't go too in-depth, I guess, but what'd you do on this bender?
I celebrated myself.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you go and you accomplish some things like that really mean something to you, like I was head deep in it, as you know.
Yeah.
And I celebrated myself, my accomplishment, because I was told that I wasn't going to succeed once I left the service, and I've put a lot of people in their place.
How long was that fight? How long was that fight from the time? Well,
from when I got out to when I actually got my 100?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I got out in February.
Uh-huh. Of this year, right?
Of this year.
Oh, wow. My boy, that's quick work, real talk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm interrupting.
I got out in February of this year, and my original rating was 90%. So from, let's say, February to October, 8 months to get my 100.
So in the 90%, were you getting 90% or were you requesting 90%?
No, I was getting 90%.
Okay.
Off the rip, out the door, once I finally said I'm done with the uniform and everything, they gave me 90%. So
is that average? Is that the norm?
It all depends on what you got going on with your mental and physical.
Copy.
Right? And I decided that it was enough, but it wasn't enough, because you know our economy is on a fucking inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is promised, this, that, and the third.
Always
with 90%, I was sitting good.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, like, the significance of the money that comes with it.
Yeah.
From 90 to 100.
Well, that's a big increase. I mean, that's a huge increase.
Bro, it's...
Oh, wow.
$1,400 more. Tax-free.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm good. My kids are taken care of for the rest of their lives, and they don't even know it. Because I took the time to fight for what was most important for me, which was to take care of not only myself, but secure more for my children.
Yes, sir.
And it's done.
Oh, man.
So
how did you... What'd you do for the babies? So, like, how'd you celebrate with the babies, you know?
They still don't even know yet.
Oh, they don't even know yet?
No, they don't even know yet. But, like, honestly, to be real, like, all their Christmas stuff is bought. I took them out, took them shopping, did a little bit of this here and there. But, like, this coming up year, I got some stuff going on, too. And I plan to take them to go do something, like, for real.
Yeah.
But, like...
Are you happy around the house?
Oh, I love the house, man. Like, that's my sanctuary, man. Yesterday, it was raining and everything. I just stayed in the house, bro.
Would you say that you were happier, though, like, since you said it was October 16th, right, that you got it?
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a state of peace, which is kind of weird, you know, because, you know, I still deal with a lot of mental stuff on the regular. But, like, I've been good, bro, like, chilling. Days I wake up and I'm like, all right, bro, like, you feel this type of way, you gotta go do what you gotta do, bro. You gotta get up.
Yeah.
You gotta go fight. Fight every day. I fight every day.
Are you religious? Are you spiritual? Do you read your Bible?
I actually don't read the Bible, but mm-hmm. I do believe in a higher power.
Yes, sir.
And I do believe in karma and all of that stuff. Like, and everything in your life will happen for a reason, and you're supposed to make mistakes happen in life.
Yeah.
Right? Are you going to learn from them, or are you just going to keep making the same repetitive mistakes to where you become stagnant?
It's funny you say that. Well, it's not funny you say that. Like, my sister, she assisted me with being aware of a pattern, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if there are certain things that are continuously happening in your life, like the same consequences or the same results are happening that you don't want or that you don't like, it is because you are taking steps to achieving that same result, whether you know it or not. So it's so key that we are aware of our actions, because we could get caught in a loop. we could get caught in a loop. And then for us to get out of that loop, we have to evaluate. What the hell are we doing?
Self-evaluation, acceptance, honesty, not only with yourself first, that's the most important, and then with everybody else around you.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's going to be a very uncomfortable feeling because people are not used to change. They're used to normalcy.
Yeah.
Right? But in order for you to grow and for you to elevate, you got to step out of that comfort zone within yourself, with everybody else around you. And that's how you grow, man.
Correct.
Like, that's all I, bro, the last 2 years of my life, because we were supposed to come back into the studio on the weekend of my birthday, November 14th.
But we didn't.
So,
yeah.
You know, the last 2 years of my life, bro, it's just been, I've been fighting. And I, like, at the end of the day, like, I get the last laugh.
Yes, sir.
Because a lot of people didn't think, or they wanted me to fail, right? And I refused to.
Yo, man, there's some people still fighting for their benefits, bro, and they've been out of the service for years. So, like, that February to October, my boy, that's quick work, really. So, kudos to you, and thank God for that quick work, brother. And, you know what I'm saying? You got your money.
For the individuals that are still fighting
for
it, don't stop. If they tell you no, go back. Keep fighting, because at the end of the day, we did the time, we put in the service, we did the work, our mentals are fried. Get your money, because they took a lot from us, so we need to take from them.
Karma, I just thought about this today on the way over here. Like, there is no salvation without atonement.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, there are people, well, we could still be in our karma. We still could be paying.
Right. Every day.
You know, so like, for the people who are listening, if you're doing everything right, right? You're eating right, your mental's right, like, you're doing everything right, but your life is still in turmoil, it could be because you're still atoning for what you did.
Yeah.
You still could be paying. So we must not say, the woe is me, why is me, oh my God, how come this is happening? No. We all have to pay for what we have done. We all have to atone for our sins, whatever you call them.
Right.
So if your life is still in turmoil, it's probably because you're still atoning.
Right. And it ain't even necessarily turmoil. It's just like everything is going right and then, like, things go wrong.
Ah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because turmoil is like everything is
correct,
wrong.
Correct, correct, correct. Turmoil is ongoing. Yeah.
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 And, like, people just got to understand that's the law of nature. It's the law of the world, man. Like, the good you put in, there's always bad that comes with it.
Yin and yang, my man.
Yeah,
like,
always.
You got to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Got to be aware of the yin and the yang, which is going to go kind of into what we're going to talk about for the meat and the potatoes. Like, whatever that you involve yourself in, just know there's a return. There's a receipt.
Right.
There's a receipt. Now, it is very wise to be aware of what this receipt is. Instead of jumping into a world of that you did not research, you know, but we will talk about that moving forward. But to go back to close the point regarding, there are ups and there are downs and there's karma and there are things that we have to deal with. For every beginning, there's an end.
Right.
Like, for every beginning, there's an end. Partying is such sweet sorrow. We must understand that for everything that we start, there's going to be an end to this. And at the beginning, it's going to feel like a blessing, and it is a blessing. But when it ends, it's unwise to throw away the experience because it didn't end the way you wanted it to end. Please believe things are going to end negatively.
Mm-hmm.
But how we take them, we should take them as a lesson.
Yes.
Blessings and lessons. Blessings and lessons.
See, what I don't think people understand is, like, when shit goes wrong in their lives, they don't see no value in it.
Talk about that more, sir.
Because they're just like, oh, this shit went wrong. I failed. This, that, and the third. Like, there was a lesson behind you failing. Not everything in your life is going to be with you getting the dub. Right? You're going
to
fail.
We are not entitled to a happy ending all the damn time.
Yeah. And that's what people that haven't cracked the threshold don't understand.
Crack the threshold. Expound upon that.
Growth.
Uh-huh.
They're not grown mentally, physically, emotionally, aware. They haven't cracked the code. Because they can still, they're going to be spiraling, honestly. And they haven't figured out, like, when something goes wrong, there's value in that too.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more growth in value. There's more growth in losing, if you really think about it, than there is winning.
Because correct.
You're sitting, when you win, you're at a high. And you don't think like, oh, I did everything right, so I got this W, right? So when you hit that, when you take that L, you're like, fuck. They're like, fuck. What happened? This, that, and the third. Like, I could have did this different. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Nah, man, you need to evaluate the whole situation. Get good people around you that you can talk to it about, and you decode what the real message was.
Correct.
And grow from it.
People meeting people, making memories. This is the video response portion of the show. I love video responses. I scour Facebook, YouTube, IG, TikTok. Like, that is my TV, but I just don't doom scroll. I scroll for the show, you know? If there is something that I feel that piques my interest, then I stop it, I save it, and then I use it for the show. So, yes, this is the video response portion of the show. Here we go. With Beast the Tyrant in the building. What's up, Beast?
Whoa.
Before children, before people enter into society, who are the first people that they encounter? That's not rhetorical. Who are the first people kids encounter?
Their parents.
The damn parents. The damn parents. Before the TV, parents. Before John John and them, parents. Before Shaquisha. I said Shaquisha. I did that. But before her, parents. Before Lucy, parents. Before the coach, parents. Before anybody's worldview or point of view, parents.
Right.
Do your job. You have a very important job those first 5, 6, 7 years. Very important. So I'm all about the family. And what I see a lot of, Beast of Tyrant, are images and videos that strip away the morality of the family, of that nucleus. So many videos, they strip that concept, that base, that infrastructure. For instance, here, I call this robot fucking.
Hello, John. I am touch activated, although I'm only seeing for you. It's nice to meet you, John.
Amazing.
Feels like real skin, doesn't it? It's a bioengineered matrix of silicone and collagen, heated to 98.7 by my internal thermostat. Hold it a little longer, it'll help me get to know you, what you want, and when.
You're measuring my somatic responses.
You're intrigued.
Can you read my mind too?
No. But I can read your face.
This is crazy.
Which allows me to adjust to your preferences in real time.
What are you learning?
Your skin temperature and heart rate are elevated. Your respiration is accelerating.
Meaning what?
You're aroused. You didn't want to hear that. Humans don't always want answers to their questions. I need to remember that.
You don't need to remember anything. I'm sending you back to Humanix.
May I look around?
Megan?
Sorry, Vince, let me call you back.
I saw the robot downstairs. I told him to come pick it up this morning.
He did come. I changed my mind.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
I am so curious.
It was good. Different from you, but it was good.
Well, I'm glad.
Don't worry, I won't be bothering you tonight. Eve wore me out.
Eve?
what the fuck?
Was that the first time you saw that brother?
Yo, yeah.
Give me your gut reaction to it.
The Tesla robot. iRobot. Like, that's some creepy ass shit. And people are into that shit.
Would you get one?
Fuck no.
What if it looked that real like that?
Nah. Nah.
Not at all.
Nah. I mean.
Uh-oh, hold on. Up. There he is. He's breaking, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not breaking at
okay.
all. I like to be left the fuck alone anyway. So I don't want nothing trying to tell me in my home to, like, oh, you're some type of way. Bitch, move. Get out of my way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird to me. Like, and then you got to sit here and think, like, we have movies about that particular type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're getting ready to start getting into. I know some weird-ass people in this world that are going to be fucking these robots.
Oh, man, there's people already fucking robots right now, I bet, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they started with the dolls that were fake, that weren't moving. Of course, right. They're going to fuck these things that look real. What my takeaway from it is, A Beast of Tyrant is, like, regarding relationships, you were just begging for this relationship to end. Like,
and the crazy,
like, why would that, you,
huh? Was that his wife?
That's what appeared to be his, if not wife, girlfriend, but it appeared that they were together. And mm-hmm. he just said, you don't have to worry about me tonight because Lucy or whatever the hell her name was wore me out.
Right. That's fucking weird.
I mean, it's weird, but that relationship between him and his wife or a girlfriend, that's bound to look, that's bound to end.
Yeah.
You're adding another female into the relationship.
Right.
And they're having sex. People just poo-poo sex, Beast of Tyrant. They just poo-poo sex.
Right.
It's just fucking. We're just having sex. It's not just sex. It is a union of blood, semen, and chemistry. It's almost sacrilege almost. It's a ritual.
So
having sex is a ritual.
Do you knock pornography?
I do, brother.
I feel that.
I do. And it's something that, like, I used to not care that I was so deep into it, I used to not care that I watched it.
Right.
I was there mentally. I was like, I was there. Then I got to the point to where I was like, I don't want to fucking watch this, you know? Like, because of what it brings, like, everything has a receipt.
Right.
It brings a spirit. It brings an energy. It brings something that I do not want, you know? So I'm at the spot where I fight it, you know?
Yeah.
That's
a hard,
you know what I'm saying?
To fight. Yeah.
I fight it, but I'm not mentally where, like, okay, it's fine. It's all good. No, it's not good. Mm. That's low frequency work there. That's nasty work. And I chastise those types of women, you know?
Right.
You know, so just in general. I mean, not chastise as in you're going to hell. It's something that I do not support.
Right.
And it's something that I do not want the young women and the young girls to look up to. That is because it's a trap. It's a trap. There have never been any happy whores at the end of the rainbow. Never, never, never. This goes out to all, this PSA goes out to all of the girls who are thinking about hoeing. There's never been a happy whore at the end of the rainbow. Never, never, never. You don't want to be in your 50s and your 60s talking about giving men demands. Talking about to be with me. Babe, you're 50. Babe, you're 60. That's where that life leads. I promise you. Glorilla. I saw this interview with Glorilla. Bless her heart. Glorilla said that she's going to get married at 45, like it's her choice. Who's going to want you at 45, Lovey? Yes, there's going to be somebody out there who wants you at 45, but I promise you, it's not going to be the man that you want. She said, you're not a dude. Young ladies, you're not guys. You can't live that way. You can't say that. You can, but it's unwise to say, I'm going to wait until I'm 45 to get married. That is so unwise. For a female to say, I'm going to wait till I'm 45 to get married, so unwise. All right, so the next one, I call this one birth control defect. Birth control defect. You may have heard of this one, of this story. But this is a wild story that I want to bring to the attention to everybody. Especially men who are sexually active with women who are on the pill.
Pretty much every woman is going to be on birth control on her at some point in her life. Not necessarily pill, though. She'll be using some form of birth control. But I would say definitely in terms of the pill, because it tricks your body into thinking you're pregnant. So right. There has been research to show that women who meet their partners while they are on the pill and then they get off it, they're not attracted to them after.
A hormonal imbalance. Imagine meeting a girl who for the street, she's on the pill, and then you weave your way into a relationship with her, and then you get married to her, and then she comes off the pill, and then magically she doesn't even love her man no more because it was a pill tricking her hormones, which was tricking her thinking. Ooh.
Crazy. So I know, I feel really badly for those guys. I feel bad for the women and for the men, because it's like, how sad would that be? Especially if you start, you know, having a family, then you realize you're not attracted to them.
Well, what is it about them that's not attractive once they're not on the pill?
Well, because when the body is pregnant, you're seeking, I'm treating it like this is a totally disconnected thing from someone, like when the body is pregnant, but when someone is pregnant, when they're on the pill, they're seeking someone who's going to be more nurturing. And versus when you are not on the pill and you're actually ovulating, you during that period, you're looking for more of an alpha type, super masculine guy, because that's a man who's going to have good genes.
She was pregnant, she wanted a beta male. But when she wasn't pregnant, she wanted a alpha male that's more dominant.
Bro, when I heard that, yo, that was eye-opening. So your girl who's on the pill could only like you just because you are the nurturing beta male type, because in her mind, that pill is tricking her body and her chemistry and her mind to think that she's pregnant. And just to reiterate, she said when women are pregnant, they're looking for a man that's more nurturing, that's more communicative, and just less alpha male, less bravado, correct? So your girl could like you while she's on the pill, and then when she decides not to take the pill, let's say because you guys want to get married, then she just all up and decides, well, not all up and decides, her body chemistry now is telling her, yo, this is not the man for you. You're not attracted to this motherfucker. That's a pussy boy. Oh my gosh, what have I done? What have I done?
I don't know, man. It's people be out here fucking.
Right? So I'm saying you've dealt with a woman who was on the pill, then was not on the pill, and you've experienced the different...
The mood change?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. Definitely, yeah. And I'm like,
that's a real thing.
Yeah. I was like, who the fuck are you? Like, I am who I am, but who the fuck are you right now when you're not on that shit? Like, because, like, they would tell me, like, oh, I feel all types of different, and now that I'm not on there, I'm like...
Oh, wow. What
the fuck y'all got going on, bro? Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit crazy as hell.
Yeah, so that pill, ladies and gentlemen, that pill, again, know what you're putting into your body, know what you're getting into. Everything has a receipt. Everything has a receipt.
Right.
So be aware of what you're getting into. Next video, there are people that just straddle the fence, beast.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, I mean, yes, I understand that there's black and then there's white, but there are too many people living in the gray.
Right.
Too many people living in the gray. Which go, and I call this video here, isn't it just gay?
Why'd you wait a decade before coming out to me?
The answer's easy, because I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what it was called. So it's not like I had this secret that I was sitting on, and at night I was pansexual Batman.
Pan-man?
Pan-man. I think that we've come so far with the lexicon of those terms, right? And understanding and acceptance.
Was I the first you came out to?
Yeah.
We put our blended family out for the world to see. Do you have any regrets?
There was one time where I was a little difficult to work with.
A diva, one might say.
I wasn't a diva, because a diva will want special treatment. I didn't want special treatment.
I think that's what was happening.
That was a bit of a pain in the butt. That's it.
Listen, man. If you have sex with a man at any point in time in your life, you do anything sexual with a man at any point in time in your life, it's not called Pan, it's not called San, it's not called Dan, it's gay. This is the gray area I'm talking about. It's when old girl said, am I the first one that you came out to? Oh, let me tell you what we were just watching. That was Wayne Brady, and he was having a sit down with, I want to say, his one of his spouses and his children, and they were discussing him coming out as pan. What are your thoughts about the pansexuals or the different names of these individuals who have sex with men and women? What's your take on that, Beast?
First of all, what the fuck is a pansexual?
Let's look it up.
Okay.
Okay. Let's look it up. Pansexual. I'm going to right now on air. I'm not going to stop it. Where are we at? A sexual orientation that describes someone who is romantically, emotionally, or sexually attracted to people of all genders, or regardless of their gender identity. What does that sound like to you, brother?
Bisexual. That's all that shit is. Like, it sounds like people were just trying to put a narrative on how they're sexually attracted to the opposite sex of what they are. And it's fucking weird. Just say you're bisexual. Like,
I mean, this is bias. But just in the world of dudes, in the world of heterosexual dudes, women can be bisexual.
Right.
Men, you're just gay, dude. If you fucking with other guys, any type,
I get that.
If you're rubbing on any hard legs, it's just gay, you know?
Right.
Yes, you do also fuck with that other thing, but you are for sure gay. So that's how I see it. You know, all this Pan and Stan and Dan and Jan. No, man, it's heterosexual or homosexual.
Right.
You dig? Like, you either really like the opposite sex and that's it. Or if you don't just like the opposite sex, if you like other things, then you are homosexual. I believe the homosexual category, it supersedes that heterosexual as soon as you start messing with meat. As soon as a man starts messing with meat, you are no longer heterosexual. You are a homosexual. You are gay, man. Stop. Stop it. You dig?
I mean, be yourself. Right. Be who you want to be. But at the same point in time, like, I just don't like all the different fucking categories.
It's ridiculous.
Like, you're either this or you're fucking that. And that's what we're talking about. There's no fucking in between with the bullshit, bro. And like, motherfuckers be wanting to identify as fucking cats and stupid shit. And I'm like,
why the knee pads? I saw this video, these fucking two little kids, they were fucking grown, but they were old enough, but they were being walked by these other two individuals. My question is, why the knee pads, bitch?
So,
no, I'm saying like if you are a dog, why the knee pads? The same thing with the lesbians. I'm sorry. These are one of the topics that you're going to listen and you're not going to like. Why the strap on? Why the strap on?
Yo, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day and they were like, first of all, she's a lesbian, right? So she was like, I'd rather fuck with a nigga, or I forgot.
Go ahead.
But she was just like, bitch, why the fuck would I fuck with you when I can go get some real dick? Like, I gotta wait for you to put this shit on and blah, 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 when it's already attached to a nigga. Like, yo, people are fucking weird, bro. Be yourself, though. Be your fucking self.
Listen.
If you want to be a fucking cat, or you want to be a dog, you want to be a fucking alien, be all of that, I'm Beast the Tyrant. Heterosexual.
You could be all that, but listen. Be who you want to be, but don't think that somebody else is supposed to buy into your fantasy or live in your fantasy or what's the word I'm looking for to
be accepted.
Accept your fantasy.
Yeah.
Like that's not me. That's not up for me to do or for anybody else to do. Live how you want to live. Be a damn cat. Be a damn fox. Goddamn shit on yourself. Do whatever you need to do. But that does not mean that we have to
abide.
Validate. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Validate your fantasy.
Right.
Stop it.
It's just like
that becomes pushy then.
It's just like the pronouns bullshit, bro. Like, that shit is weird. Like, all right. That shit's weird, bro. Like, this world is on some weird shit nowadays, bro.
No, see, what the world is on right now is people not wanting to live in their real reality.
Factual.
This is what, from my observation since the 90s to now, when I was growing up in the 90s, there weren't any excuses. That was a message. Like, don't make excuses.
Right.
Like, the message was always accountability.
Right.
It was always, if you messed it up, then correct it. It was always that. But, and I've said this before, it started with the participation trophies. The world has become where it is, starting with participation trophies. Because now, that type of thinking, it fostered, I can get a reward for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or even better, even worse, I can get the same reward as that person and he did more than me. Like, I deserve the same thing that they got, but I don't have to do as much work. That's what participation trophies, that is what that has bred. It is bred that I can do minimal work and I deserve the same amount as the person that did a lot of work. That's what participation trophies done. So now with that, it fosters people not being accountable for their actions and not living in reality.
Right.
Because reality is, if I don't hunt, I don't eat. That's reality. I'll be damned. We got me, you, three other motherfuckers, right? About to go hunt. One nigga ain't hunting. But at the end of the day, he's sitting by the fire wanting to eat. Is he eating, Beast?
Fuck no. Fuck no, you not eating. Because you wasn't out there with us. You not finna fucking eat.
Right?
Right.
But people believe that they deserve to eat without putting in work. That is delusional. It's wild. And it's not just a small sector. That's happening everywhere.
Right.
That's dangerous. That's so dangerous. All right. Last video response. This one is called, hold on. When given back, backfires because of back shots. When giving back, backfires because of back shots. Here we go.
Did you have anything to do with this?
Yeah. I paid for it.
Well, suck it. Is that like what you're still doing?
Dad, you can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I don't want any.
I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
It's disgusting. I want no part of it. And if you had any.
You don't have to have a part in it!
There's a reason your mother isn't even here, and you're lucky that I even showed up tonight.
You had to ruin everything.
All right, what did the caption say at the top? Because I really couldn't read it.
All right. The caption at the top said, give me a second.
Daughter pays.
Let's go back.
Daughter pays for something.
Okay. Daughter pays. Let's let the people see it. Daughter pays for dad's Thanksgiving dinner with lonely scams money. OnlyFans. What are your thoughts? What if, okay, again, how old are your daughters?
12, 6 about to be 7 next week or week and a half, and 3.
Okay. Let's say one of your eldest now. She's in her shoes. Are you reacting like that dad? Is that dad in the wrong?
Nah. Turn the fucking camera off because we're about to have this conversation. We're not going to do it on camera for the world to see so you can get likes and follows and all that shit, because that's what people video record and shit every conversation that they usually have now for likes and follows to get something out of it. Nah, turn that shit off. First of all, I'm your father, and we're going to have a fucking conversation about the fucking stupid shit that you're fucking doing. And me or your mama ain't going to allow that shit in our fucking... We raised you better than that. We raised you so much better than that. So why the fuck are you... Don't you even fathom to fucking think that you're going to be able to fucking be on somebody's only fucking fans and doing all of this crazy shit. Like, because we setting you to a higher standard. They call that entrepreneurship. That ain't entrepreneurship.
That's boring.
Modern day prostitution.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's digital prostitution.
Yeah. Like, you better than that. Go be a doctor. Go play basketball. Go do something creative with your life.
How do you handle that, though? Like, do you disown that daughter? Do you still support? Because you still love her because she is your daughter. But how does that love look? How does that manifest now that she is, I mean, she's still of the, at a young age, well, where she's an adult, but she needs help. She needs assistance. But the way that she's living, you morally, you don't support. So like, how does that look? You know, because you have a daughter. How does that look, sir?
Honestly, like,
I know it's tough.
You gotta, from me, I would love you from a distance. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would definitely love you from a distance, right? If that's what you choose to do with your life, it doesn't mean that I don't love you. I just love you from afar. But I'm your father, and if anything ever fucking happens, then I'm going to handle my business.
Yeah. Right? When you said love from a distance, what would that look like? Like, would she be invited to Thanksgiving family functions? Like, how would that look?
I would never not limit my daughter, like, if she was in this position to not come.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your father. Like, I am your protector, right? Even though you don't live in my house, I'm your protector. So if anything ever happens to you, like, come home, right? Regardless of what you're doing, come home and let me help you. Let me do my part. I'm going to let you... Your wings are you've already spread them, right?
It's fine.
Right? You've already spread your wings. But at the same point in time, like, you got to come home at some point in time. And we're going to have a very uncomfortable conversation. But at the end of the day, you're grown. This is your life. You chose to make that decision. But you got to deal with the consequences. I'm not always going to be there to pick you up, but I'm going to be there as long as I can if it gets really fucking bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear, like, you, brother.
That's real dad shit. Real parent shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I will love
is.
You from afar, but I will never let nobody do nothing fucking crazy to you if you put yourself in this position. Like, it's the same. I don't like, for example, like, I don't like strip clubs. I don't go to strip clubs. Certain times in my life where I've been, I just be like, get away from me. Don't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to eat and I'm here to drink. Like, I don't condone that shit. Why? Yeah. Because how is somebody supposed to want you and you out showing the world everything that you have? You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand, brother.
Right? So I don't go.
Yeah.
I got certain friends that like to go to that shit. I'm cool. But in like, if it's for an event, like I'll go, but I don't condone in the dances. Just leave me alone. Let me eat my chicken wing, because the chicken wings in the strip club be fire. And then, like, just serve me liquor.
Yeah.
I'm good. Like, you go over there with them. Like, so that's my opinion on it. I ain't never, like.
Did you see her face, though? Like, throughout the conversation, what did you observe from her face when her dad was like, from sucking, whoop? And when her dad was like, you're lucky I was here because your mom doesn't condone it, et cetera, et cetera. What did you observe from her face?
She didn't care. She didn't care. And like I said, people nowadays, when you're having a conversation with them, try to record it for like reactions and shit, because everybody wants to be somebody. And like nowadays, recording shit in TikTok that's the easiest way for you to get, and OnlyFans, all of that other shit is the way for people to make that bag, yeah. Right? But she didn't care.
You know what I saw though? I saw her demeanor changed. Like when it came on, she was proud, right? But then when her dad said, did you pay for this from sucking dick? She said, Dad, you can't say that.
Yes, I can, because that's what you did. That's what you were doing. So why can you do what you're doing? And then, and this is what I'm saying. You want to record this shit of the conversation we're having, but you want me to be limited. Ain't nobody going to fucking limit me. I'm your motherfucking father. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. And I don't care if your feelings get hurt or whoever the fuck is following you get fucking hurt by what I say. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because who going to stop me?
She also said, I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
And this is where I love you from afar.
Mm-hmm. And what comes... And again, so it just kind of goes along with.
I also think this was a setup.
Possibly.
I also think this was a setup.
Possibly. Was she proud, though, when her dad said that? Did you get this from sucking dick? Did she seem proud after that part?
No, she didn't. She seemed embarrassed, but like, that's what you're doing. Like. You plaster your OnlyFans shit all over the place. People do it all the time on Facebook, on Instagram, Threads, X, all of that shit. This is what I do. This is how I make my money. And then you want to be mad because somebody is
calling you what you are,
what you do. Like,
this goes, honestly, like this, my whole message for today and just like ongoing, but for sure today, it's for the youth, man.
Right.
It's for the youth, because I don't want the youth to listen to some of this information that's out there. Some of this information is leading you into a trap, not just women, not just girls, not just boys, but like girls and boys. Some of the information that's out there is leading you into a trap. For all the young ladies out there, again, who are thinking about hoeing. Thinking about selling your body, selling your pictures, thinking, oh, it's just not sex. It is digital prostitution. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. Don't let anybody tell you it's just taking pictures. No, it is digital prostitution. You are showing and selling your body to many a men on the internet. I know it's common right now, but I'm here to tell you that's not normal. That's not normal behavior for a lady. And at the end of the day, here's what's going to happen. Young ladies who are hoeing or who are thinking about hoeing, you're going to grow out of that. You're going to grow out of that. It's going to be a time in your life in the next 10, 15 years where you're going to grow out of it.
The crazy part is like, I don't mean to cut
you off. No. Go, brother.
The crazy part is like, you know, you have these celebrities that like had really good paying jobs, or people in that nature. They have really good jobs, but they started an OnlyFans and now they're out of their job. Like, yeah, sex sells. Sex is always going to sell, but like, there's going to be a point in time in life where you're not going to be
sexual
that anymore. Yeah,
like your sexual market value is going to plummet.
Yeah,
and not just your body, your mind is going to change, my girls. Your mind, you're not going to want to do it anymore. Your body's not going to be able to do it anymore. But it's going to be too late to fall back on something else because that's all that you know. It's a trap, my friends. It's a trap, young ladies. There aren't any happy whores at the end of the rainbow. Do you know any happy whores at the end of the rainbow?
I know whores that are happy because they're whores. Like, but...
nah, bro. Are they really happy, though, my nigga?
Fuck no.
No, I mean, man. Because ill-gotten gains.
You choose that. You choose that life, dog. You choose to sit in that stagnation, in that stigma. Like, once you break out of that stigma and you value yourself to the highest, then you can change your life. But until you have that honest conversation with yourself and above who you pray to, you know, your higher power, you're going to be right where you are. Yeah.
Meeting people, making memories, JCTV, the Lunch Table Podcast, ATX. That was episode 4, season 4, episode 2. But again, to support the show, hit that link tree. Also, go to JCTV.com and you find all the merch, the books, the episodes. But yes, hit that link tree. That link tree will have you shopping. It will have you following, subscribing, sharing, et cetera, et cetera. It's a one-stop shop. You can find all of our things. Film on Sundays, upload on Mondays. We're on all streaming platforms, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, all of it. The Lunch Table Podcast, ATX.
Hey, no cap. I'm going to keep it 5 with y'all. If I'm not going to be here for the next 2 weeks, I'm on daddy duty, you know. I'm chilling with my kids for the next 2 weeks because my baby girl's birthday is coming up, then like Christmas and all of that. So I'll see y'all in a couple of weeks, but I'm here. Holla at me.
He'll be in spirit, though. Shout out motherfucking Beast the Tyrant, brother. Ooh. I love his communication, you dig? He didn't have to do that, but he did that because that's just the type of man that he is. Meeting people, making memories, the Lunch Table Podcast, ATX, Beast the Tyrant. You, we out. The reason that I defeat's cause you sleep weak and I power now. 48 hours I'm running on fumes like a Drake diss, man, I'm back to back. No friends, ain't got your back, that's a chiropractor. Close class, cool like a music.